Against the Crowding Dark. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen and up. Relationship, Cody Quinlan Vos. Also tagged for Dragon Jedi, Alternate Universe, Dragons, Hurt Comfort, Cuddling, Friendship, Teasing, Innuendo, and Humor. Part 4 of the Luminous Beings Are We series. Sir, Cody says, frozen in the face of his general's wide eyes and rising brows. I can explain? Obi-Wan looks from Cody to the Kefar sprawled across his lap, exhausted but finally sleeping peacefully. His gaze lingers on Cody's hand in Quinlan's hair, Cody's gray uniform jacket spread carefully over Quinlan, the way Quinlan's hand is tight around Cody's wrist, even in unconsciousness. Deliberately, Obi-Wan props his shoulder against the doorway, crosses his arms over his chest, and drawls, "Oh, do tell, Commander." Criff. Cody casts around for a decent explanation, but can't find one that covers all his bases. "He was tired after his transformation, sir, and said he couldn't go to the medbay." "No," Obi-Wan says. And he's smirking beneath his beard. I suppose he couldn't. The fact that he found someone else to comfort him in such a trying time is quite the relief. "Yes, sir," Cody says awkwardly, but he doesn't move. Quinlan managed to get 10 whole squads out of range of the Seps, putting himself on the line each time he went back for more. And Cody had seen the impact against the dragon's purple and gold hide, had seen the way he faltered and thought, "But it's fine. Quinlan survived, and Ghost Company is safe thanks to him. And he's more than earned the right to sleep on Cody's lap for a while, even if Cody feels like squirming under Obi-Wan's smirk." He curls his fingers a little more tightly in Quinlan's hair and turns his hand to grip Quinlan's wrist in return and meets Obi-Wan's eyes squarely. "Sorry, sir, I think I need to stay here for a while." Obi-Wan opens his mouth, but before he can say anything, Quinlan grunts. He curls more tightly into Cody and says, rough and displeased, "Get lost, Obi-Wan." "Excuse you, that's my commander you're drooling on," Obi-Wan says, offended, though Cody can see the humor in his eyes. "What if I need him?" "Then you can get carked." "Quinlan, my word, what would Master Tra say if she heard you using such language?" Quinlan groans, loud and pointed, and pulls Cody's jacket up over his head. Obi-Wan is outright smirking now, not even trying to hide it, and Cody can feel heat creeping up his own cheeks. He still doesn't move, though, just resettles the jacket and strokes Quinlan's hair. And when Obi-Wan's brows rise even higher, he musters up all of his composure and asks, "Was there something you needed, General?" "Just to see where my favorite commander and my best friend had gotten themselves off to," Obi-Wan says breezily. "And here I find you, looking so close. It almost makes me wonder about those reports from the other day, of a dragon on the plane, and then some rather alarming noises that came afterwards. Cody can't physically stop the flush that washes up his cheeks, and he groans, thumping his head back against the wall. They weren't that loud. Probably. Mostly. Maybe. Obi-Wan, if you keep standing there, I'm going to show you what those noises were, Quinlan says, annoyed, and slowly, painfully heaves himself up just enough to turn and glare. Obi-Wan snorts, but his smirk hasn't faded. That threat would be far more impressive if you could move at all, he says. How many rounds did you take flying evacuations? Too many, Cody says quietly, and draws Quinlan down against his chest this time, wrapping his arms around him. Feels the hitch in his breath that's all pain, bone-deep bruises that the Bacta hasn't fixed yet, and grimaces, dragging his jacket up to cover Quinlan's shoulders again. Well, Obi-Wan says, soft, and when Cody glances up, his smirk has shifted into a faint smile. I suppose I can tell when I'm not wanted. Cody, I'll have Waxer take over your duties for the rest of the day, seeing as he escaped the battle uninjured. Rest, both of you. Thank you, sir, Cody says, and Obi-Wan smiles at him, then pushes away from the door and lets it slide shut. There's a quiet click as he activates the privacy light, and Quinlan sighs against Cody's collarbone. Guess he's not entirely a bastard, he says, like Cody can't feel the way he's smiling too. I guess not, Cody says, bemused, and tucks his face into Quinlan's hair, breathing in the scent of smoke and clear skies. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.